This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports
in the second shipment of aid to Palestinians in Gaza with concerns about hunger and a possible famine soar.
Friday's announcement marks yet another attempt.
Off the coast of the Cypriot port of Larnaca, a large ship carrying aid could be seen on the horizon. It's one of three vessels heading in a convoy carrying 400 tons of food and other supplies for Gaza. World Central Kitchen said the vessels and a barge were carrying ready-to-eat items like rice and canned vegetables that were enough to prepare more than 1 million meals. The United Nations and partners have warned that famine could occur in devastated, largely isolated northern Gaza as early as this month. Humanitarian officials say deliveries by sea and air are not enough and that Israel must allow for more aid by road.
The United States has approved the new package of military aid for Israel because of its growing concerns and the threat of the offensive on Rafah. Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Some members of President Joe Biden's party are calling for him to cut U.S. military aid. The new arms packages include more than 1,800 MK-84 2,000-pound bombs and 500 MK-82 500-pound bombs, said the sources, who on Friday confirmed a report in the Washington Post. Israel faces strong international criticism over its bombing campaign and ground offensive in Gaza, which had killed at least 32,700 people as of Saturday, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-run enclave. The decision on weapons follows a visit to Washington by Israeli Defense Minister